the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
In this episode, I do some vacation planning, we check out a very popular Disney podcast, and Danny Hillcrest reviews Spider-Man 2. So let's go!
Broadcasting from a corner of the internet so remote, so unstable, that we have to keep feeding the meter to reboot our dial-up connection. This is Comedy Forecast, random bits of audio fun. And now, here's your host, Clinton!
Well, hi, folks. As I said, I'm doing my vacation planning for the year. It turns out a lot of my trips are going to be in August. At the beginning of August, I'm going to Anaheim, California. In the middle of August, I'm going to go to Dallas. And at the end of August, over Labor Day weekend, I'll be in Atlanta. And after that, I'm hoping to fit in a trip directly to the center of the sun. Not because I really want to go there. You see, it keeps getting hotter. Actually, I'm kidding. I know that you really can't fly directly to the center of the sun yet, but I'm sure someone's working on it. Probably Richard Branson. You know, well, I'm not crazy enough, so introducing Virgin Solar Flare. Please don't look out the window. And I simply can't emphasize the sunscreen too much. I don't know. Maybe it's because I live in New England. I can deal with the cold weather. I just can't deal with the hot weather. I mean, in hot weather, you get down to a t-shirt, and then what? Then after that, you take off the t-shirt, and that's it. It's you against the heat. And my experience is that the heat is really, really persistent. It's going to get you. And I know what you're saying. Well, Clinton, why don't you just go inside where it's air-conditioned? Look, have you ever been outside when you've gotten all hot and sticky and yucky and then immediately gone into an air-conditioned building? You freeze up. Last summer, I tried to get into a building with air conditioning and it was a revolving door. There were three people stuck in there. I pushed too hard, one of them fell over and shattered into a million pieces.
You mean you're leaving your old briar patch?
Attention all park guests. Today's 3 o'clock parade is at 3 o'clock. Got it? 3 o'clock. Please stop asking.
Is that for me? What is it?
Why, it's a
bomb!
This bus goes directly to the shopping, dining, and entertainment district at Downtown Disney. Because we think you still have a few dollars left in your pocket.
Bubble destination.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Walt Disney World Wireless, your destination for everything inside the Disney bubble. I am your host, Stu Monte Cristo, and this is show number 404 for April 31st. I'm here to help you have the best possible Disney vacation experience and bring you a bit of the Stu Monte Cristo magic wherever you are. With this podcast, videos, blog, live broadcasts, special events, audio tour guides, themed cruises, emails, newsletters, books, comics, Pinterest pins, Facebook posts, apps, tweets, Morse code, flash mobs, rumor mills, smoke signals, late night anonymous phone calls to your cell phone, and more. On this week's show, we'll discuss Walt Disney World's new Magic Bands program, a great Disney World idea, or the greatest Disney World idea. Then I'll update you on what I've been up to in the past week, where I've been, what I've had to eat, and what new projects I've started. All that plus your voicemails to me, Stu Monte Cristo. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a solid hour of me, Stu Monte Cristo. First up, the answer to our last trivia contest question. What is Stu Monte Cristo's favorite spot in all of Walt Disney World? A lot of people got this one right. The answer is everywhere. Look, I love Walt Disney World. From the brick-themed bricks on the Reedy Creek Fire Department buildings to the unbelievable backstory Imagineers gave to the massive environmental eyesore that is the Animal Kingdom parking lot. And yes, I love the restaurants, that's obvious, but I think one of the true hidden treasures of Walt Disney World are the shops. And I know a lot of you might not realize you can actually buy things at the parks. That has inspired the launch of my newest effort, this week, Disney $1.98. 198 ways to buy and later regret Walt Disney World souvenirs. You'll learn things like how to buy mugs at the resort hotels that you will think are refillable, only to be sadly disappointed when you find out they aren't. Then I'll show you how to cram them into your luggage and take them home, where they will sit on the shelf, mocking your impulse buy for all time. All that and much, much more. Be sure to visit Disney$98.com, where you can get a copy of the book. And while you're in a buying mood, I encourage you to pick up some of my Walt Disney World wireless puzzles, coloring books, Stu Monte Cristo posters, limited edition pins, t-shirts, antenna toppers, stuffed animals, hoodies, hats, autographed books, toys, luggage, cookware, jewelry.
And now, another Danny Hillcrest Snap Judgment Moving Motion Picture Review in 3D!
Hi! Danny Hillcrest here. Today, I'm reviewing, without ever actually having seen, The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
It's been 10 years. What have you been up to?
Apparently, getting more Hollywood collagen Botox facelift change of identity surgery. I mean, Tobey Maguire no more looks like himself than he did in the last Spider-Man movie. This movie picks up where the last one left off. I guess. I don't know. I only saw the trailer for that one, too. Look, it's been a long time since AMC Theaters let me into one of their cinema showhouses. Something about not wanting me to blog post selfies of me during the movie.
Not everyone has a happy ending.
Anyway, Spider-Man is battling some kind of electric monster, played by Jamie Foxx. It looks like the city of New York is doomed.
This is bigger than you, Peter.
I'm the only one who can stop them.
Nonsense! Look, you can call on Captain America and Iron Man and the... Oh, that's right. This is a Sony/Columbia Pictures picture, and all the other Marvel character heroes are now at Disney. Well, except for the Fantastic Four, but no one sees those movies anyway. Heck, even Chris Evans gave up being Johnny Storm to become Captain America. I love it! I give The Amazing Spider-Man 2 a 6, on a scale of 1 to 8 for sequels that include a number in their name.
Playsets, wallets, postcards, keychains, cookie jars, framed artwork, and Stu Monte Cristo Vinylmation figures. Remember, my minions, and you are my minions, wherever you go, there you are. And always keep moving forward in the queue line of life. See ya!
Oh, hey, Stu. First time caller. Listen. We haven't received payment for all these Disney $1.98 books we printed. Yeah, I think you've been ignoring the letters we've been sending you. So I thought I would call you.
Special thanks to Scott and Tracy from the Disney Indiana podcast, located on the grid at disneyindiana.com. And Gary Chambers from the Mouse Lounge, phantasmically located at www.mouselounge.com.
Bye. Goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick?
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Okay, remember, folks, you can subscribe to Comedy Forecast through iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else fine podcasts are listed. And if you'd like to become a Comedy Forecast patron, check out the Patreon link on the right-hand side of the page over at comedyforecast.com. And that's with the number 4. Or search for Clinton or Comedy Forecast on Patreon.com. For just a dollar an episode, you can help support the show. And for those of you already signed up as patrons, thank you so very, very much.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.
And when in Hollywood, visit Universal Studios and ask for Babs.